In this short audio, Jayashila and Vimala will go through the Drop the Flame cheat sheet and explain how it helps to put you in the right frame of mind to deal with any conflict.
Learning how to drop the flame, this is the first step in resolving any conflict. Because I don't know about you, but we have found that you cannot resolve any conflict when you are in an upset or angry state. I don't know how it works for you, but that's our experience.
Yeah, so dropping the flame is the beginning. And sometimes in a conflict, that isn't an easy task, especially when things are really heating up.
Yes, because what happens is when we get angry, we attempt to kind of bulldoze this argument, just using that force of our anger. And what happens then is the issue or the incident that we're trying to resolve actually gets lost. And the person we're having the conflict with, they start to focus on and react to our anger.
So to help yourself and those people around you, we came up with a cheat sheet that will help you to gain instant access to dropping the flame. So the first one we talk about on the cheat sheet is calling on your best friend. And as we were putting this together, Vimala and I were talking about it, that we call out to Krishna. Now, we're not exactly saying you should, in the middle of the conflict, start screaming, Krishna, Krishna.
That might not be a bad idea.
Maybe it can be. But I would say we're really suggesting to praying. It's like a mood internally calling out to Krishna. Please, Krishna, help me. What should I say? What am I going to do right here?
So you're praying for intelligence. You're asking Krishna for the intelligence to know what's the best thing to do or say in the circumstances.
Yeah, because if we don't do that, then as we've mentioned in the cheat sheet, you just basically opt for the conflict roller coaster ride and you go down that one. So,
And I've always thought Srila Prabhupada advised Hayagriva Das that whenever Mr. Lust, he called him Mr. Lust, strikes, call out to Krishna. So Mr. Lust has a good friend, Mr. Anger. Mm. So if we can do it with Mr. Lust, we should be able to do it with Mr. Anger. They're connected anyhow.
So I suppose that's the best place to start. We're here in this group for Krishna consciousness. So if we call out to Krishna, really we have to understand from the very beginning and every aspect of our life without Krishna, then it's pretty useless. So,
and you know yourself that when you've done that, it's an amazing state changer. And number two.
Take a deep breath. Now, this is something we stumbled upon quite a few years back. But our breathing, we know when we get angry, the heart starts pumping and we start sweating. And
tight, shallow breaths.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So taking, again, it's a lot to do with conscious, being aware that, hey, I've shifted my state here. I was doing fine, but now I'm getting all angry and upset and my breathing's all over the place. So it's a question of catching yourself, seeing how that has happened, and then trying to reverse the trend. And breathing is a big thing.
So even though you don't feel like it, if you start taking deep breaths, you'll find yourself calming down, because it's actually hard to remain angry when you're breathing deeply.
And it also may mean that you keep your mouth shut, because in conflict we start talking and we start saying things
that we know we shouldn't say and we regret later.
So it may be a chance just to stop talking and just stop talking and start breathing. Be calm.
Yeah, this is a simple one, but try it and you'll see it really works. Hmm. Number three is head for the hills. This is an important one, a really important one actually, because by changing our environment, it's a very powerful aid to changing your state. Now, sometimes you just need that kind of just, I'll just leave the room for a few minutes and you just go and cool down. Doesn't mean you brush it all under the rug. You're still going to talk it through, but you just need to get yourself into a calmer state. You can say that, I'm sorry, I'm getting angry here. I just need a bit of time out.
Just like the other day, we were having a little bit of a conflict. We were driving the car and I thought, ooh, I can't keep doing this. So I had to just pull over. Now that sounds, it was changing the environment. You know, if you're trying to argue while you're driving a car, not a good idea. But then we were able to just, we decided to actually just take a little while to drop the flame and calm down and been able to work through something. So even you could, that's a changing.
Yeah, just a quick, it can be, pause can be however long it needs for it to be. So it can be a quick thing or it can be, oh, I need to really calm down.
And sometimes it's, we've seen that in our experience that that means, hey, I just can't deal with this just now. I don't want to deal with it right now. I need space. So one of us decides, you know, can we get back in a couple of hours and deal with it?
Yes. And we talk about how you can take shelter of Mother Nature here. You can head to your park. Ayurveda also says that anywhere with water, that could be beaches, rivers, streams, and that will instantly help to calm and soothe.
And you might just have to get out of the house.
Yeah.
If things are pretty hot.
And you've got this prearranged understanding that that's maybe what you need to do. Okay, if I need a space, I might head for the hills, just take a walk. You kind of know that that's your option.
I remember once driving in the car or whatever, I can't remember the exact upset, but just I thought I just got, I better not just allow this to burgeon into a bigger conflict. Then I got in the car and I just drove, and that first 15 minutes of driving was like, wow, this problem is intense. But then just by changing my location and allowing a little bit of time to pass, I started to calm down, and then I'd come back into it again. Oh, I'm still upset. But it took a while. But then just getting away was able to drop the flame. And then gradually I started to reflect, oh, gee, I shouldn't have said this or I shouldn't have done that. And the whole other five drops, I started to work through them and was able to resolve. So I needed
it's a powerful one. It's a very changing your environment. Number four. It's also a powerful one. Visualize your way to success.
Now, in this one, we've used the example of Srila Prabhupada visualizing. So he was saying that he had so many temples and so many devotees, when actually he didn't at that time have them. And so many books were there, and there's just sometimes separating them. So Prabhupada showed us that example of visualizing.
So you begin to see yourself successfully controlling your anger in situations. You can actually visualize yourself remaining calm even when provoked, so that can be very powerful. I use this in my classroom experience. I kind of visualize how the day's going to go with the children, and you always have children who kind of trigger you a bit, and I kind of visualize myself dealing with them effectively. So it's a similar kind of thing. You can visualize how you're going to deal with it. Very powerful.
Just as Vimala's speaking right now, I'm trying to visualize myself with my son. My son's 40 years old. And I'm just was thinking how to visualize myself. We have certain patterns. And hey, let's be honest, we've all got patterns that don't serve us so well. So we've got lots of good patterns. We go on really well. We actually live in the same house and it's fine. But like every other relationship, we have those patterns that don't serve us so well. So I'm visualizing just now, just in this moment, how I'm going to be successful and not going down that same road which occasionally comes up in that dysfunctional pattern, and how I can do that. Mm. So I'm trying to visualize that, see how it would be and see myself doing it.
Yeah.
And chances are the next time that pattern comes up, we're heading into a conflict.
You've already kind of rehearsed it, haven't you, what you want to happen. So it's quite powerful.
Yeah.
Number five, become regulated.
Now, here we're really relying on the Krishna conscious lifestyle. Let's be honest, in Krishna consciousness, we are learning how to live a sattvic lifestyle, and that is developed through our sadhana, our regular practice of chanting Hare Krishna, rising early in the morning. All these things help to give us a regulated life.
Reading, yeah, attending festivals, all these things give us that taste of Krishna consciousness, so that when things don't go our way and those frustrations and things come up in our life that tend to want to push us into anger, the power of this lifestyle, this sadhana, this helps to rescue us.
Because we've mentioned that there, you can't expect to maintain a calm and peaceful state without the strength. Where are we getting the strength to do that? So that was Srila Prabhupada's wonderful gift to us, the gift of Krishna consciousness, where we take shelter of Krishna, like right at the beginning, call out to Krishna to give us that strength and that regulated way of life so that we will be able to deal with these things, because the modes of nature are always competing. We know that. Ignorance is going to try and become predominant, and passion is always there. So being regulated gives us the strength of sattva-gun to not get pushed over the edge when we are challenged. And it gives us the strength to stop heading up that track or down that track. It gives us the strength to start thinking about our breathing. It gives us the strength to see how we're being affected and how to not.
Yeah, and it's about looking after yourself too, isn't it? Becoming regulated, so having enough sleep, because you know, we had one couple who always had an argument before they went to sleep because the husband, he didn't have anything left. He was tired. And we kind of made them realize this is not a good time to discuss important things. So it's becoming regulated and knowing your patterns.
Yeah, that is a very important thing. And whenever there is conflict, then we have to try and find the right times to deal with it. There are right times and there are times that are not so.
And, yeah, we shouldn't be afraid, should we, of saying, okay, maybe we can't discuss this right now. We're not going to sweep it under the rug, but we can discuss it later.
And we deal with that. And my wife just mentioned that sweeping it under the rug, that's in drop four. We're not talking, when we're talking about changing your place, how did we call it?
Changing your environment.
Your environment.
Yeah.
We're not talking about running out the door and forgetting about it.
Slamming the door and running out and just escaping. It's not about that.
No. So we'll deal with that a lot more as you get into the program. So I hope that gives you a sense of what the five suggestions we have for dropping the flame is all about. I hope you really enjoy the program, and we look forward to talking to you again, either in our online program or some of our coaching programs. You'll see them as we go forward.
And we have a little mantra that we often say to each other, and we put it in there, that to remember for drop one is calm is strength. When you keep your calm, you keep your strength. And it's as simple as that.
See you soon.
See you there.